This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're talking with Vic Krause from the Warbirds at Warbird Alley, I guess is the technical name.
This is part two, the sequel.
Now, we got a question via text. It's, do you guys actually have any planes up there or just the trams?
You wouldn't believe how many planes. You betcha. We only got three trains. lots of planes. Trains, yeah. Planes, and boy, automobiles.
There you go.
Golf carts. We got everything.
You had at least 10 Mustangs. I saw a couple of P-40s, four Corsairs.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful Corsairs.
A boatload of T-6s, T-34s. Mm-hmm. There were jets that were well represented as well. There was a Bearcat, my personal favorite, a Hellcat, P-38, yes. Yak 52s. You name it, it was here.
Then you go into the bombers.
Right. There were a couple of B-25s. There were like four B-25s. There were four. The flyby had six C-47s in it?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is a lot. I thought you were going to say B-36 there for a second.
Sorry. Fooled you.
Big turnout of Warbirds this year. Real big. And quite a variety. We talked about it during the week. A tremendous variety.
And the Tora 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 guys, too. They had nine airplanes
out
here.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't parked in Warbird Alley, were they?
Yes, they were.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Nope, you know, did you guys see the air show yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How was their performance? How'd they look?
Yeah. Kaboom.
Yeah.
Yeah, kaboom.
Kaboom is right. Yeah, super, super good group, too. They do a great show, and they add a lot to the drama of the whole presentation. Big thing in Fighter Town for us, Eddie, was the appearance of that Hurricane.
Yep.
And the Spitfire sitting
Rare
side
bird.
By side. Now, yeah, couldn't take my eyes off those two beautiful planes.
You had a couple
Gorgeous.
Of P-40s out there as
yes.
well, as I recall.
Yeah, I think there was three of them right next to the Hurricane.
And the candles on the cake. Uh-oh. An original F-4F-3 mm-hmm. Wildcat, Grumman built.
Yes.
That is a rarity.
I offered the guy with the Spitfire, I offered him $20 cash, and I don't understand why he didn't take it.
Listen, I can't tell you how much I just want to go and fold the wings up on that Hellcat, put it in my pocket, take it home with me.
Go home with it.
There
put
you
it
go.
That was a
you might
beautiful
need a trailer,
airplane.
And a few more Somalians.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you are.
There
so,
you go.
No, one of the really, that Hellcat, right? As an F6F. Am I correct there?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a stunning statistic. They built over 12,000 of those Hellcats. Six flying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
It's nuts.
And it was one of the
Well, we had a habit of crashing them all over the world, you know?
And then I think they shoved a lot of them right off the deck of the carriers.
Yep.
Just,
you
know what?
We
ain't taking this thing all the way back home.
The thing about the Hellcat, and it was in the article, what was it, yesterday, they were talking about the Grumman Hellcat. It's an easy-to-fly airplane. It was a great gun platform, 305 aces.
Wow.
19-1 kill ratio, courtesy of the Marianas turkey shoot, a kill ratio that was not exceeded until the F-15 came along, and she's undefeated.
Those are numbers.
Big numbers.
Those are big numbers.
And
they are big numbers.
And there were guys that were going out on missions and coming back as an ace in a day. Unbelievable
wow.
airplane.
Yeah, that's performance. That's performance.
You know, the question I have is, you know, what was the reaction of the first Japanese pilot that took on a Hellcat thinking it was a Wildcat? How do you say rut-row in Japanese?
Yeah, that must have been an eye-opener.
Yeah,
they
it
must
was.
Have quite, had quite a debrief after that encounter.
Well, that's provided they got back.
Yeah.
Provided they got back. The story I heard was the first Japanese pilot that encountered a Hellcat didn't quite make it back to his ship.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, you were speaking to the variety.
Oh, yeah.
And that P-38 was gorgeous. And
yep.
I just saw it this morning. It was taxiing. Yeah, what a just
it is
majestic
a beautiful
airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, speaking of the P-38, we were in one of the exhibition halls yesterday, and there was a guy there that had an original P-38 instrument panel, complete and intact. And he said, I asked him, I said, what do you want for this? And he says, you have a P-38? He said, no, I'm just curious.
Well, I won't sell it to you.
And he said, well, the last one that I had, I sold for $15,500.
Oh, just the instrument panel.
Just the instrument panel.
And that's no guarantees any of those instruments work.
Who cares if they work? It's an original panel. What a wall
Well,
ornament.
The guy with the P-38 would care if they worked.
Well, then find the rest of the airplane and we'll make it work.
There you go. There you go.
What do you guess a P-38, flying P-38, would be on the market today?
Probably between $4 and $6 million.
I'm thinking that might even be a bargain.
Yeah, wow. It might be, especially Glacier Girl.
Yeah.
There's your high dollar.
Oh, yeah. That's your high benchmark.
That's the top of it all, because she was brand new when they crash landed. And after, 40, 50 years under the ice?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine going on that expedition and digging that airplane out?
Not at all.
That was quite an odyssey. What a story that was.
Yeah, and to go down a 300-foot hole?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a miner.
I'm claustrophobic. Vic, I couldn't have done that.
There are still five more out there waiting for somebody to come and dig them out.
I'll go after you.
Thank you.
There's a reason they didn't get more of them. It cost too much money.
Oh, I understand that.
It's hugely expensive. Yeah. The whole operation was very elaborate.
It's an amazing piece of history, and I'm glad it was saved, but I understand the economic realities of trying to get the rest out of there.
I think I would just wait till global warming brings them back to the surface.
Yeah, no kidding.
Call it a day, you know.
Well, judging from the weather we had earlier this week, I'd say they'll be around by 2022.
Yeah. Boy, that Wednesday storm, huh?
True.
I didn't realize they had the tornado siren. I slept through that, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
No, we had my son. He was better than any tornado warning system.
Oh, he raised the dickens, did he?
I kept asking him. He's going, it's a tornado warning. And I'm like, is that radar indicated or is it actually on the ground? Is anybody sighted? He says, it's on the ground. And here's a picture. Like, where did he get a picture so fast? I still can't figure that out.
Yike.
I know, it was just a generic tornado picture.
It's really funny because, you know, we get occasionally, once in a blue moon, we'll have a tornado roll through our area. And the first one that I ever saw was here about 5 years ago. There was one over on Lake Winnebago, a couple miles out. We got to see it. And let me tell you what, everybody that was looking at that had their undivided attention. Fortunately, no harm, no foul. It was harmless.
Yeah.
Do you get feedback from the owners that bring their aircraft here? I mean, how do they feel about the response?
Of the
people that come to see the planes?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, you see eyes at F1. Especially the younger folks. And you know what, Dave, Eddie? This is what I focus on. There's hardly a tour that goes out of that tram station that where a youngster hasn't left with a hat from Hartzell or a badge from Aeroshell or a button from Warbirds or a shirt from Concord. You know, I mean, and it's all about the kids. I can't tell you my secret. I got a trick, and I'm going to keep that to myself. But I can just say this much.
You're just a big kid.
I can say this much. It's absolutely the most incredibly coincidental thing that on these drawings and these hat pulls and tab, where you pull a tab out of a box, always the young kids always win. I've never seen anybody, you know, over 18 win anything.
It's not easy to arrange that, is it?
It's an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's a total anomaly.
Do you ever get, like, you know, we have a lot of frontline military here now. Hmm. Do you ever get those guys coming up to ride the tram?
Yes, absolutely. Do you realize we've had this? I'll just give you a few highlights. Back, a number of years back, we had the whole entire Doolittle clan come on the tram. How about that?
Wow.
We have had female generals in the United States Army active ride our tram. We've had foreign dignitaries and heads of state from African countries with their complete entourage and their guards and our guards with them. And we've had just a whole potpourri of people. The majority, of course, people that come, you know, with their families to see the airplanes and to experience Warbirds, and the tram's a great way to do it. You know, it just facilitates so much in 40 minutes
right.
that you can't do on foot.
Right.
So, but anyway, no, tremendous response. I mean, we haven't We haven't even had a complaint this year. Last year, you know, they were like, oh, my God, there's 150 of us in line. You know, it's hot. It's 92 degrees. And we didn't have, I was going to do canopies this year, and we just didn't get that done. But we changed the whole interior. I told you how we're shotgun loading the tram now, and we took out all the tables so it's got chairs so we can accommodate a lot of the people that would otherwise be out in that heat and sun. We got them inside under roof. So, but no, we're getting tremendous positive feedback.
That's good.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Well, Vic, outside of the new tram station, what other improvements are you looking for 2022?
You know,
faster tractors.
Yeah, ones with six speeds in them.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. No, so last night they made the fatal mistake of inviting me up to the microphone. And believe it or not, Vic Krause, he did not. I probably cut it to 40, maybe 60 seconds. It was
brilliant.
I thought
you were going to say minutes.
Yeah,
I don't know how I did it, but you know, the last sentence of my kind of curt speech was, wait till next year and just brace yourself for some of the ideas that we have that are going to make that show even better.
Yeah, you should be in marketing somewhere.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you could promote a pencil.
Yeah, right. Or a horseshoe.
There you go. I want to thank you for being so gracious as to come down here again. Next year, we want you to bring some of the other Warbird organizers with you.
I will. That'd be a great thing. You know, we could bring a little short two- or three-man crew.
Yeah, you could bring a whole tram down.
You know what? I'll tell you, you got enough microphones. They're sticking up everywhere.
Yeah, we it's could like get a forest.
Few. It is like a little forest. So, yeah, let's do what you said.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right, Vic. This is Vic Krause from Warbirds, Warbird Alley, Warbird Tram, Warbird everything.
Station.
Warbird
Digital
Station.
Digital Dave, Warbird Station.
That's right. Shipping out all over the world.
That's right.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.